must remain safe. What a king sacrifices for his people is a risk well worth taking."
The wizard nodded his head solemnly, proceeding to tie the king's hands, one at a time, to the arms of the chair where Arthur was seated. He tied him securely and tight, before stepping away to stand directly in front of him. Merlin held his fist up and began to chant the words. Winds burst into the room with a deafening cry. Holding his fist ever more tightly, Merlin doused it with the sacred blood of the red dragon and recited the last words of the spell. The winds beat at them both as Merlin became lost and his eyes fixed on his own crimson-red hand. Above the loud howls of the wind, the king yelled his words at the spellbound wizard.
"Merlin, please, you must!"
Merlin, with eyes transfixed with an ominous glow, took one last look at the king, dragging in a long and deep breath. With one strong motion, Merlin brought his fist down and plunged both his fist and dragon's blood straight into the heart of Arthur. Chapter 2. Dreamwalk. Present Day. The old fay walked down the long and narrow beach path. Lost were his memories on those of the past and promises yet to be fulfilled. So many years ago it had been, and yet a memory that haunted him still. A sound caught his attention, a distant rumbling of an approaching storm. He stopped to gaze at the ominous dark clouds, a sure sign that what he felt was an omen of things to come. It was time to prepare for more than what was inside the storm. It was time for his quest to begin. Taking one last look at the darkening sky, the fay turned and walked down the path in front of him with greater strides. The air around him was as thick and heavy as the heart. Grey, damp fog rolled around his feet. Lifting his foot, the fay placed it cautiously further into the fog bank. He had just taken a step into a different state of existence, the dream realm. His quest had now begun. Halfway across the ocean, in a town located next to a bay, sat a little thatched house. Ocean waves rolled gently against the sands and receding as little hermit crabs scurried along the beach. Just up the shore a few feet, a young woman with a basket collected sand dollars and seaweed as she allowed the waves to wash over her bare skin. Daily the woman would come out to collect the items for ingredients in her recipes, while the sand dollars could be used as decorations around the garden. The seaweed held many medicinal purposes. As she went about her daily chore, a wave came in, crashing against her legs. Trying to step away, she looked down as the water receded from the beach. Something shiny caught her eye. As she bent down to retrieve the object, she noticed it was a ring that had been half buried in the sand. Picking it up, she brushed away the bits of sand to get a better look at it. It was a beautiful ring, with a deep blue sapphire setting. Around the band were merfolk encircled it.
"Such an exquisite ring," she mumbled. "It must belong to someone."
Taking the ring and slipping it into her smock, she grabbed her basket and hurried back up the hill to her home. As she went about her way, two eyes watched her from out in the bay.
"The ring of Ma has been found," he said aloud.
Then, diving back into the depths of the water, a magnificent aqua fluorescent tail shimmered in the sunlight before disappearing deep under the waves. It had only been a mere week since she had found it, that one fateful day on the beach. She had never intended to keep it. Her plan, from the very beginning, had always been to return it to its rightful owner. But the longer she kept the ring in her possession, the more it had seemed to become a part of her, more as if the ring had bound itself to her very soul. Her nightmares had even seemed to diminish and become less grim. But darkness always has a way of sliding itself back into the light, shutting out hope and bringing with it despair. It was not until the